Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8.
12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better out their smiles.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Kid of the Week time. By the way, Monday afternoons with Abigail Grace. Here's the funniest thing she said yesterday. I said, Abigail, I'll be right back. I have to use the bathroom. And she said, be careful. It's cold in there. What? You know, she's 3 and a half. She's temperature sensitive, apparently.
Well, everyone does have one of those cold or warm rooms in the house, you know, so I like that she's aware that the bathroom is the chilly area.
I just think it's funny that a 3 and a half year old brain is going, dude, watch what's going on in there. I don't know if it's a tile. I don't know if a vent's closed, but it's cold in there.
I had a great conversation with her yesterday. She was talking about all her friends she had the Easter egg hunt with.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was going on and on and on with the friends. It was awesome.
She must have recognized you as a part of the grandparent club because she was a little shy around folks. But
oh.
Yeah, she was yakking it up with you.
She was really yakking it up. I love her little tutu. Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you like my matching one?
Oh, the purple?
Yeah.
Nice netting.
It's
yeah.
a good look for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the kid of the week, Izzy McFadden. Izzy is standing by now. Good morning, Izzy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. Is Izzy the given name or is that a nickname? Oh, Izzy, did I lose you?
I think a little bit.
I said, is
Let
that...
Let me step away in a better connection.
Okay, cool. Well, Izzy does that. My question is Izzy the name you were given or is that short for something?
It is short for Isabella.
Oh, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So who first called you Izzy?
All my friends in preschool.
Yeah, well, it stuck, right?
Yes, it did.
Are you a senior?
I'm a senior at Geneva High School.
What are you going to do next year?
I'm
or this fall,
into,
I guess.
Going off into pre-med at Texas Christian University.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wow, TCU.
Me too. TCU, the Flying Horned Frogs. I finally got there.
Yeah, there you are, Steve. You've been waiting for the Horned Frogs to come up.
You don't know how happy that makes me, Izzy.
Hey, Izzy, how many campus visits did you do before you selected TCU?
Luckily, I only did around 6 to 10, I would say.
That's a lot.
No, that's like the number.
It's crazy to me
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm. And pre-med, what kind of doctor do you want to be?
I'm not sure what direction I necessarily want to go with it yet. I just obviously love helping people and, you know, being involved with individuals and just making them better. So that's kind of where I want to go with it.
She started a website called Humanateen and spelled just like it sounds, HUMANATEEN.org. What's the point of the website?
So I started nonprofit Humanateen actually about 2 years ago with the goal to get teens more involved in the community in fun and interactive ways, a little bit less of a so-called burden on their day off of school or other activities with kids being so busy. But I just wanted it to be something fun and interactive that they could do in order to get more involved in the community.
So this is the thing that we preach about all the time at Kid of the Week. Kids want to help. Adults want to help, but sometimes they don't know what to do. So one of the things
Definitely.
I like about what you have set up is you're giving kids direction.
Exactly, yes.
All right, so how do we help you? How do we help and get involved other than promoting that website and that non-profit is out there? What else can we do?
I would just definitely say the biggest help would definitely be just like advertising and mm-hmm. helping spread the name of the organization just so people are more aware so they can come help. We are pretty local based around the Tri-City area, so people can come to us if they know somebody who's in need or if they would like to donate their services or their help.
Tri-City meaning what?
Geneva, Batavia, St. Charles, Aurora.
Okay.
So I saw
Fox River Valley.
Got it.
Izzy, I saw on the website 15 causes, 100 volunteers, 47 children, 2 countries. How did you pick the 15 causes?
Well, we definitely choose causes and individuals that are a lot closer to home so we can see the students and the individuals who are helping can see all of the help and all of the volunteering go from point A to point B,
which
I think is extremely important, so they don't lose track of where their help is going and they know exactly, you know, this is what giving feels like and this is what it feels like to give. And it felt this good, so I definitely would like to help again.
You are amazing, Doctor.
Yeah, that is.
Thank you so much.
And I had heard that you were afraid to speak in public. You sound very cool to me.
Yes, public speaking is my greatest fear.
You know who Jerry Seinfeld is? The comedian?
I know.
Yeah, well, Jerry Seinfeld had a great line, and it's a true story. If you look at insurance actuary tables, and by the way, who doesn't? The number one fear in the world is public speaking. The number two fear,
yes.
The number two fear is dying. So, in other words, you'd rather be in the casket than doing the obituary, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. It's like it's a great fear for a lot of people, but I've definitely learned to, you know, deal with it and cope with it over helping people, which is, you know, more important.
I would say you're doing great.
Yeah, I'd say.
Thank you so much.
What else do you do besides volunteering?
Believe it or not, it does take up a fair share of my time.
What do you do for fun for you? I mean, I know this is fun, but how about fun for you? What do you do?
Oh, it's awesome. My family and I travel quite a bit. I love to hang out with friends, work out. I mean, help people in any way I can, really. Not really too into the sports field. I did cheerleading throughout my childhood and for, you know, the past 11 years, but I've taken a retirement.
time to put away your pom-poms.
Yeah, hang it up.
Definitely.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. And even though you're 18 years old, you're still eligible for Kid of the Week, and we're going to send you all sorts of food you won't be able to get in college, like pizza and stuff like that.
Thank you so much.
All right, Izzy, hold on.